So, good evening, good morning. I'm Jane. Today's January the 9th. In this meditation, we are unifying the future energy of Earth with the present energy. That is our intent, to unify the future energy of Earth with the present energy. This meditation comes from a lecture in February 2015 with Giuliano and Helioar. Now, to raise our personal electromagnetic energy frequency, we're all going in our own way to sing or chant the Kadosh Mantra. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zevaot. The answer to many of our inquiries about balancing the planet and our personal life comes from the understanding and use of holographic technology in our life. Part of biorelativity for a planet has to do with repairing the trauma that the Earth has experienced. And she experienced great trauma in the 40s and 50s when there was above ground nuclear testing. There was even a high detonation of nuclear bombs done in the atmosphere that greatly affected the energy, the etheric energy field of our Earth. The Earth as a planet has been looking for higher spiritual energies that will help her to be unified. This is one of the reasons why the guides and teachers put the Ring of Ascension around the Earth, because the Ring of Ascension is a healing energy for the planet. It heals the past as well as the present and future, because in holographic thinking, they interact. Holographic healing also says that everything is moving towards a higher good, a higher resolution. And in the future self of the Earth, there is unity consciousness in its purest form. There is fifth dimensional light. There are masters and teachers living on the Earth and a new world based on higher principles. In the future Earth, the Earth has graduated to stage 2 of planetary development. The Earth as a planet will learn with its spiritual light mentors to control earthquakes and storms, to balance the oceans so they're not acidic, and ensure that there is a proper balance between the forests and the cities. Earth can easily support 7 or 8 billion people if the right balance is found. And this balance is found in the future of the Earth, and so we seek to bring those images back to our consciousness. We are working with Helioar. Let a holographic lens appear to you and place it in front of your third eye. It is a beautiful holographic lens. Through it you can visualize the beautiful future Earth. Project yourself into the future of the Earth, go forward in time. We're not going to count any number of years. We're just going into the future of the earth, where there's a beautiful balance, and earth has graduated to stage two. There are no nuclear weapons and no war. There is no fear of self-destruction. There are many planetary cities of light throughout the earth. There are huge conferences where the planetary city of light representatives come together to discuss the nature of their light cities. The etheric crystals are honored. The ring of ascension is visible because of all the meditations being done. The spiritual teachings are understood and spread out much the same way football games are now spread throughout the earth. Millions of people are watching and listening to great spiritual teachings on communication devices. There is a sense of peace. And now our first chant. Image of the blue jewel in your mind. Know that it is in a future time, but know that all of the roots, all of the foundational energies necessary for this future earth are contained in our present time now, 2019. With the speed of our thoughts, we are now sitting in a huge theatre known as the Planetary Healing Theatre. We have been here many times. And in front of us on the screen, we have the image of the future Earth. The huge auditorium is as big as any movie theater you have seen. And there you see this beautiful, balanced earth that has graduated to stage two. You see the energy field. You see the earth as a whole. Also, holographically, you can go to any spot on the earth and see this wonderful connection to unity, because the earth in the future has received and accepted and integrated this unity. You can see what it looks like energetically, how all the pieces are fitting together. The image of unity is like the crop circles, where there is this divine unification of all the separate spots. So all of the countries and all of the different religions and languages and environments fit together in a new balance. when you look at a crop circle in the fractal geometry, you see that every piece belongs. Every piece is honoured. Every piece fits. This is how the fifth dimensional earth, this is how the new balanced earth will look on the screen in front of you in the auditorium. Now, let the screen divide in half, and to the right, place the beautiful higher earth that we've just described. See the energy. On the left side of the screen, look at an image of the present earth, and you can see some of the chaos energetically. It's no secret about the imbalances. It's easy to see the imbalances and blockages of the meridians. But when you look at this third dimensional earth, make sure that you see the foundations for the future earth. Remember, the foundations for the future earth are here, now, in the present. Now, the following tones contain chants that unify the future energy of the earth with the present earth, with the present energy. So hold that intention now, that when we're chanting, it is to unify the future energy of the earth with the present energy.
Shalom.
Foundations that are laid here in the present are now uniting with the future earth, bringing a balance in weather, a balance in the plate tectonics, a balance of the volcanoes, a balance of the earth in her place in the solar system, where she is protected from asteroids and from the intrusions of lower dimensional, fourth dimensional extraterrestrials who may want to download their own specific energies because they are blocked. Only higher light can come to the earth. On the left of the screen is the present earth and the foundational energy. And to the right, the fifth dimensional earth. And now you will see those two on the screen unifying. And as you do that unification, the Arcturians will be in silence with you for a meditation. You have unified the image of the future and present earth. And Helio-R is now sending it to the earth's new sphere, where this unity will be activated. Now, continue to look at the screen and look at your present self. See yourself projected on the left side of the screen. See yourself with your aura around it and see your life on the earth. You might have some problems in your life, health, financial issues, relationships. Maybe you're not in the total balance you want to be in. All we're asking is you look at the image in the present and try to, as objectively as possible, see how that looks, even though it's perhaps out of balance. Now move to the right of the screen and see your future self, your fifth dimensional. Your holographic energy has opened up, and you see your true self. All the lower, middle, and higher parts of you are interacting. You're in total health. You have great energy and powers, including telepathic powers, psychic powers, healing powers. You are beaming with light and energy. Your aura is luminous and brilliant. See that image of yourself in the future. You have actually become an ascended master, and everything is in balance. Now, before we do the next bit of this exercise, say the following. I allow myself to quantumly and vibrationally be more balanced in the highest spiritual calibration now. I allow myself to quantumly and vibrationally be more balanced in the highest spiritual calibration now. At the count of three, merge those two images. One, two, three. Merge your future and present self on the screen. And we'll be in silence. The unification of yourself has been achieved, and your holographic nature has been accepted. Now, to complete this exercise, look at your past. This includes your past lifetimes on the Earth. If possible, have an image of at least one past lifetime on the screen. Now, it could be a lifetime that you had unhappiness that led to high spiritual growth. It could be a lifetime where you had great gifts. But see that lifetime and know that you are able to bring that lifetime with all its benefits and great heightened spirituality into this lifetime. And the gifts of that past lifetime are now entering this lifetime. One, two, three, now. in great balance. Blessings, gratitude to you all. Now, be present within yourself. Come back into yourself. Be aware of your breath. Feel the change that's in your vibrational energy now. There's expansion inside and expansion around you. Thank you for this amazing, momentous meditation for our planet, and also for each of us personally.